Holy Father, I'm screaming, my Lady Gaga.
Yes, you wanna look, yes, you wanna look.
Macho Mona Lisa, Macho Mona Lisa, Macho Mona Lisa, Macho Mona Lisa.
Mio, 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 gato. Maserati lo moto.
Mago Adele, ago. Abo moka mwatane, boy. Cause I pull up in the
middle of the song.
I'm in love with plenty women. I know my money, all of them. It no matter the shape or color, I go make sure say I must collect.
I'm going to buffet. No man get so come on your bed. Body on check, check, check. I thought I don't mind the bed, bed, damn man.
Malaku Ibar, Malaku Khan. Shebe make a samoa. Say my cookie now go join God. You want to bamba? You want to cheat with the big boys?
Okay, you're welcome back once again. It's my house and your host, Dachley Sherberg, is here to keep you excited for another great and blessed episode. As I always keep saying, it is going to be an amazing 1 hour of African entertainment in general. But not just entertainment, but also with good music in return. And I'm your host, Dachley Sherberg, as I earlier said, and I'm in the studios of Radio Fab here in the city of Fabriano, Italy. And I don't know about yours, your particular zone right now, but here in Fabriano, it has been raining for a couple of days now, for the past 3 days, I guess. Yes, it has been raining for the past 3 days, and it's been, you know, it's not something really bad, but you know, it's a thing that right now you can't really make plans for, in the sense that you can be like, okay, let me just go out, go take a walk, and the next thing you see, be ready to beat you, come back. So for inside, you're not even thinking. Well, it's gonna be an amazing week, as I said, an amazing podcast in general. And if you're here or you're tuning in live, we just want to say you're welcome. If you're gonna be listening to the podcast, you're also welcome. Or in general, as far as you're listening to us, you just want to say welcome. You're the reason why we come here every Wednesday by 6:30, just to give you the best of what we know how to do best. We have a lot of news for you today, starting from Ricardo Banks and Whiskey reconciling, and talking about how Voted Dollar invited Whiskey and Burna Boy to his house, and how Sam Larry, P-Boy and Nermali has been found not guilty of Mobile's death. And officially, great news also from the American entertainment. I needed to add this because it's a big news for, or how will I say, well, artists in general. If you got to celebrate, automatically means you're celebrating music in general, because Taylor Swift right now becomes the first female artist to surpass 100 billion streams on Spotify. And talking about that, Odumodu Black was also involved in a ghastly car accident. And also, we're talking about how Ini Edo, the Nigerian actress, also lost her dad, and she said that he is our greatest shelter. So we've got a lot of, you know, gist and all for you covered up today. So I just hope all I need you to do is just be on your seat while we cover a lot of this news together. We've got more coming in general. We just got more coming. Don't get it twisted. So right now, we're going to be starting our show with a very beautiful song. One of the songs that really gave a controversy in the world. Like in the year 2022, the song was released and it became a sensation in Africa, in the sense that we have two great artists in the big TV that did the song, and people started saying, now two people sing Ballo de Oro, but now one person I go perform for World Cup. And it's a song from Burna Boy and Wizkid, and it titled this one Ballo de Oro, after they did their tour together in 2021, December 2021, early 2022. They decided to drop the song, and it was also a blessing, and I really kind of enjoyed the song. So officially, this is going to be our first song and our opening song for this week, and it's from Burna Boy and Wizkid, and the boat titled is one Ballon Dio. Don't go anywhere, stay back, because we're going to be back in just a matter of minutes.
What is up?
Adios, sir. Adios, sir. Yeah, yeah.
1 month, 2 months, 3, it don't break your LMS. Break your LMS. Come, they move like a disco. One nick in my lolata. Happy boss, happy actor. So never give me ballon d'or. Oh, yeah, come take a picture. Rub right, your young bayon. Oh, yeah, follow my instruction.
Wale mi ba, 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 wale mi ba
smoke cannabis. Doctor say make a pop on a dish. Make me fly like say I'm Aladdin. Come bring some kind melodies. I'm a messy self, no two passages. So many things inside of my jeans. Slide down, it be things. Like LMS. Come they move like a disco. One nick in my lolata. Happy boss, happy actor. So they forgive me ball under. Oh yeah, come take a picture. Run right, you're a young buyer. Oh yeah, follow my instructions.
Oh Lord of mercy, I dey be one way they calling me messy. I dey for shit that she go fly, come check me. I never see person with fee money impress me. All of the things she dey do, she dey test me. I dey be kill away for back, I dey pressing. The one I carry come down, they suspect me. She call me small, nobody biggie engine. No, all my number she calling up. Anytime when she want, give me love enough. I like a flat tire, me go bump it up. And every other day now she dey turn me on. See me as if they make a candy mom. As soon as you reach out to the concrete, yo. While I forget, see, I got it for this. Your mom, what you get to the mess, you.
Tell the mess. Come, they move like a disco. One nick in my lolata. Happy boss, happy actor. So they forgive me ball under. Oh, yeah, come take a picture. Run right, you're a young fire. Oh, yeah, follow my instructions.
Ballon d'Or by the one and only Burnaboy featuring Wizkid. And talking about news, we also have Arista clarifying that she aims to add the collaboration with Thames and Tyler, and that is one hell of a collaboration we fucking waiting for all along. And also Mobad wife came to clarify that she met her husband on at the age of 13 on Togo. Talking about Togo, I guess the new generation would not understand. It used to be one of the greatest app in Nigeria back then. I don't know if it was globally, but in Nigeria it was one of the biggest app after BlackBerry Pin, because the difference was BlackBerry Pin, you needed BlackBerry to use the messenger, just like Apple messenger right now. And talking about Togo, it was free. You could use it on any Android phone or any phone that could access internet. It was cheap, it was easy, and at that time WhatsApp needed some terms and conditions to work with some phones, because you needed to have a high-end phone before WhatsApp could work. But Togo was just for everybody, and it was more fun. Let me just be sincere, it was more fun to chat, because you could just go to some places and some rooms, you find strangers there and you chat, just like Facebook. But it was more like a test and response kind of thing, not because the old Facebook doesn't have that. Let me just leave that. We're not talking about social media, but she's later came out and clarified that she met her husband, late husband Mobad, on Togo at the age of 13. And talking about that, Pastor Femi Lazarus also said he met his wife on Telegram. And talking about Very Dark Man and the new issue that has been going on for the past 3 weeks now, I talked about it last episode about how Nedu and I don't know what's his name, his name is, went to the podcast and putting allegations on Very Dark Man, and the thing really escalated, and Very Dark Man really took chins into his own and it into his own in his own hands and started blaspheming. He started calling out Nedu, and Nedu right now broke out silence right now and said he wasn't fired from the Honest Bunch podcast. Like, I don't know, they said he stepped down really, and he's also suing Very Dark Man for defamation of characters right now. And talking about another great entertainment news, last episode I also talked about how Mobad Portable was arrested, and he has been pleading with Nigerian government to, you know, to leave. He made a leave and beg. The guy saying he not go misbehave again. But right now, the two statements that he made was really, really funny. When first he said he's mentally unstable as he makes a U-turn in the cut, and after that, he meets the terms and condition bail and thanks the magistrate for his bail, for a 2 million naira bail. And the most funny thing he said was he will no longer make trouble. Now my question is, how will now portable become relevant in the industry? Let's be frank, as I say, I'm not trying to throw shades at him, but to be frank, I'm not sure Portable has been able to drop a wonderful hit for the past like 2 years now, 3 years, but I'm not making any mistake. So now that thing when they do, now they bring them to limelight, for you know, now they make and make news. So I don't know, it's gonna be difficult. Nigerian government, look into it. I'm just saying, because to be frank, as I say, I'm not sure there is any way Portable will be able to be relevant in the music industry without causing trouble or making trouble. And now, honestly, song is from Kojo Black, and he titled this one Excellence, and he's featuring Kevy Boy. We're gonna be back after this amazing song. You're listening to My House on Radio Fab.
Your back assets, you know they play my chumba rest. Me see my jolly, but no better me congo no. Baby congo so, you dey see ya, me no fi kill am for my life. I need to know where you dey. Oh yeah, send me your location. Shabali girl no delay. Oh, my nerves are not ready. I need to know where you dey. Send me your location. Shabali girl no delay. Excellent, you go put me for emergency. Shorty, excellent, you go put me for emergency.
Tell me I need you. You make a man feeling you. All I want is you. Oh yeah, tell me what I know feed do. Are you? Whatever you want, I go give you. Oh my baby. For mommy baby, wanna do many things very crazy. Now she telling me say she be dancing. She rocking Fendi, pull up in a Benz. Bum bum they offend me when she bending. You go pull me for him.
I need to know what you did. Oh yeah, send me your location. Shabali girl no delay. Oh, my nerves are not ready. I need to know what you did. Send me your location. Shabali girl no delay.
I go by the name Dachelle Sherbrook, and you're listening to My House. Okay, that was Kojo Black featuring Kevin Boy, and the boat titled that very one, Excellent. We're back again to this very show. This is My House. If you're joining us now, this is My House. We come here every Wednesday by 6:30. I always introduce myself as to talk about African entertainment, all in English, by the way, and to listen to the best of Afro music. And talking about that also, your host is Dachelle Sherbrook, and I said this is the studios of Radio Fab. And one other thing I need to clarify, if you ever missed any of our episodes and there's something you want to, you know, listen to in our previous episode, we have our podcast ready on our website at www.radiofab.it, or you can also just search for My House Dachelle Sherbrook on Spotify, and there you can find all of our available podcasts there. And talking about trophies, Wizkid and Davido wins big at the 2025 NAACP Image Awards. The winners of the 56th edition of the award we are announced on Tuesdays and Wednesday. And Wizkid on Wednesday won the Outstanding Duo, Group or Collaboration category for his collaborative songs with Brent Fayez. And this year's award is Wizkid's 6th NAACP image win, making him the Nigerian most awarded artist. And on the other hand, Davido also won award for the Outstanding International Song following his collaboration with the one and only Chris Brown. Thames, Burnaboy and other Nigerian singers lost in their categories, and the award is organized by the National Association of Advanced of Colored People, NAACP, to recognize outstanding achievements in the arts and media. And I'm talking about entertainment news again. As I earlier said, found not guilty on Mobad's death. And right now, Prime Boy is suing Mobad's mother for the defamation of character for 50 million naira in damages. And now my team there is, is Nigerians knowing about suing right now, or is it just something that is trending in the country? Because the way everybody is suing everybody for Nigeria, now small remain if person not go sue my mama for just walking past their property wrongly. Because to be frank, I say it's just getting out of hand right now, and everybody's just allegedly doing something or the other, allegedly saying something or the other. That's why they said if they never kill one person for that allegedly, the other has no good guesses. And talking about suing again, everybody's just suing everybody. Say something to anybody now, you don't see yourself for court. What soon now? What take care easy? I don't know. I think that there should be also one thing. I know it is available in other countries, but I don't know if anybody has ever done it in Nigeria before. Because even right now, Nedu is suing very dark. So I think it's about time the Nigerian government put it into work that if you sue anybody and you lost the case, you are going to pay the person for assault. Anything they can just convert you, because at the end of the day, this suing will still reduce. May still give people sense. God, me myself, I don't tire for a lot of suing. And talking about that, our next song is coming from Loja, and he titled this one "Somebody Like You." We're gonna be back after the beautiful song again.
Just like you, I need some.
listening to My House on Radio Fab. Okay, that was Low J, Somebody Like You. And talking about our entertainment news again, Arista also came out and clarified that she was a troll before she became famous. The 22 years old singer shared that she had a page dedicated to rapper Nicki Minaj. She disclosed that this one that I said what I said, a podcast co-hosted by Femi Kemi Abundu and Jole Ayeye. I had a troll page. I had a Nicki Minaj fan page before I became Arista, she said. Since becoming famous, Arista has been very vocal about bullying from online trolls. She has been repeatedly trolled over her skinny dressed and skimpy dressing and posture. She once responded to a troll saying, responding saying her bad posture were due to the weight of carrying Afrobeats single-handedly. What? That was a great response, I guess. And the video also fumes over misleading headlines associating him with kidnappers. A blog on X had shared a video of three suspected kidnappers apprehended in Lagos with the caption, "Davido had two others apprehended for kidnapping in Lagos." According to the nickname of the gang leader. However, the headline left many confused, as some fans thought it was referring to the singer. This didn't sit well with the singer, who threatened to take dramatic action against such misleading headlines. Sunday, he said it won't bring long before karma would catch up with peddlers of misleading headlines. Reposting the news, Davido wrote, "One day will be one day. Continue, my karma. I know they always say." And I'm talking about that, I guess let's do it this way. And this is one thing that I think a lot of media outlets always get wrong, by the way. If somebody had to, for example, there was something that was trending online once at a time where you just see a Facebook page with a lot of followers, they post a very big celebrity, and I don't know if it was AI or they used to Photoshop the whole thing. They just put them in the sick bed, or you see where they are putting them on stretcher, whatever thing, like they had a car accident, or really wrecked accident, by the way, and the next thing you see, they write a very long post also, "So and so person just died from a car accident and this happened and the other one did not happen, right now type rest in peace or quick recovery." I don't know, anyhow they could just formulate the test, they just make it. And someone like me, when I see something like that, I just laugh over it, because they don't use math key almost all the celebrity when I know finish. But on the other hand, a lot of media outlets fail to do something. When you see such a news, even if it's coming from a source you really think it is legit, you've got to make your confirmations right before you start reposting it, because a lot of people might also be misled. As I always keep saying, you might be influenced by a lot of people, so be careful what you put out there, because a lot of people might just believe what you say, even if you're just trying to throw somebody or just making jokes on somebody. So by the way, I just want to say, media outlet, be careful before you retweet something that you see, especially when it comes to really important news about a celebrity or whatever, either good or bad. It might be good, it might be bad, but don't just go ahead and repost because you think a special whatever thing has posted about it. And for me, I just think it's so improper. So our next song is coming from the one and only Odumodu Black, and it's titled "Pity This Boy" featuring my star boy Vic Tony. You're listening to My House on Radio Fab.
I for don't come visitor, overstay my welcome, but I for chop full in salt, chop full in salt. Even my mama join there, my grandma join, my papa join, but my shima comes first. I won't person. I know they carry kiddie with no like shopping. Gucci, Fendi, Versace, Nike, she can't look sporty. She know what that's what about keep. But she didn't be like, Kalamantus, press up with you.
whole of zone one, they my building. When we shut the door, they want beg me, food and school fees. Some of them go use the money, can't pop up. They go live, it's born. Every day in our business, with a shameful decor. I for run to visitor, overstay my welcome, but I for chop full in some. Shege, chop full in some. Bastard.
You know my killer way they stay for Obo, do, yipo. Steady the charger for dollars. Oh yo yo, yeah yeah. The one for yeah, no the yeah bottle. Samantha self in the Lambo. Sexy girls in the gang. If you no be Gucci, my brother. Say Shelly, Addis Ababa. Solomon Grandi, with the fast life. It's plenty, she call me Santa. Exclusive, Bahamas. Calling and balling, no more mamba. No be chai so, no be tata. Baby calculate your numbers.
If for life in city is born. Every day in your business, with a shameful decor.
Oh, baby calculate your numbers.
I for run to visitor. Overstay my welcome. I'm a chop full in some. Chop full in some. Even my mama joy there. My mama joy, my mama joy.
Okay, that was Victony and Ojimojo Black, and they titled that very song Pity This Boy. And talking about entertainment news again, we have Nigerian Comedian completes 50 hours attempt for the longest stand-up comedy. After confirming by the GWR, Alberts commenced the 50th hour attempt on Friday 14th at Bexley Mall in Lekki, Lagos, and completed it on Sunday, sharing video of the moment he completed the show on Instagram page. He explained that he attempted the record to raise $1 million for the Talent City Niger TCN project. His achievement is now subject to verification and confirmation by the GWR Guinness World Record, and we just needed to wait. But the first thing that was holding the record, recalls the popular American comedian David Scott held it the current record from April 30th 2013 after a 40-hour 8-minute attempt. And talking about another entertainment news, we have Magic saying his childhood friend threatened to kill him. For real, I don't know why, I don't know how, I don't know who's of his friend. And talking about another great news again from the women's world, we have Arista winning a first Best African Act, making it the first female or the first woman to win this very category. The Mavin singer snapped 2 awards at the Glizzy ceremony, Best African Act and the Best International Act. She beat Steve's competition to win the Best International Act, trumping over music heavyweight Beyonce, Nicki Minaj, Kendrick Lamar, Megan Thee Stallion, Tems, Asake and Tyler. And she also defeated Asake Rema, Tems, Burna Boy and Tyler to win the Best African Art Award, becoming the first female winner of the category in 16 years. British rapper Central C became the joint most decorated rapper in Mobo's history, and he won the Best Male Act for the record-breaking 3rd year in a row. British singer Darko won the Best Female Act and over people like Rhea, Jojo Smith, Little Smith, and Koso and Nia Akis. And that is that for the Mobo Awards. And I'm talking about another one. We have he said, I've tested beyond limits, Miss. Mr. Macaroni speaks on strategy of having bodies and tears wouldn't wound me. Regina Dan and Rias to him, material crisis rumor. And talking about just our last international news before we move on to the next song, I'm scared Selena Gomez might break up with me, Benny Blanco recommended. So we're going to be back after the song while we talk more about that. And talking about our next song is from Rema, Baby It Is a Crime. The song was first dropped as a snippet around December or November, I guess. The snippet was just an amazing. It became a talk of the town on the internet. Everybody was just waiting for the song to drop. Like, we were really panting for the song to drop. But officially, right now, 3 or 4 days ago, we officially dropped the song, and I can tell you it's already on number like 6 on the most streamed songs in Africa right now. So, ladies and gentlemen, we're gonna be listening to this song together here on this podcast. Rema, baby, it is a crime. We're gonna be back after the song. I go by the name Dutch Lechevrog, and I'm at the studios of Radio Fab, and you're listening to My House.
Much in my seas, you know I'm a G. Shawty, I'm always keep it real. I know they for too much whining, they for too much whining. I see the B, I see Shayo de Henta. Oh yeah, make you call a B. Oh yeah, show yourself, do over Sabi. Love is in the air, baby, breathing. I de available, baby, anytime you need me, I de available. Compatible, two of us are compatible. Yeah, I be bad boy, for girls say I de mellow. Ah, baby, I de fold. Baby, take it slow. Baby, go down low. Nobody has to know. Yeah, I know I'm playing around, my man, I'll let you let you go. Baby, baby, too money. You know, say you're matching my steez. You know I'm a G. Shawty, I'm always keep it real. I know they for too much whining. They for too much whining. I see the B. I see Shayo de Henta. Oh, yeah, make you call a B. Oh, yeah, show yourself, do over Sabi. Love is in the air. Baby, breathing. The way you move this your body, now we banana. Catch me up, catch me hands up, bottom. Beautiful way, personality, shut up. Make I enter your life, make every city balance. As I get opportunity, why I no go mountain? Actually, I grow ready, nothing come out in my hand for your mother. They see girls, say they bad, but you bad. I'm okay, your ways, put me for bellow, push it, bellow. I did this, so the minnow, baby, now me draw your case, they above the law. After you, now you become unco. Oh, baby, show up, get other girls jealous, but you are broken, matching my AB color. Treat you like a mama, can't bring on honest. But you don't want for me, oh. Money. You know say you matching my steez. You know I'm a G. Shawty, I'm always keep it real. I know they for too much whining. They for too much whining. I see the B. I see Shayo de Henta. Oh yeah, make you call a B. Oh yeah, show yourself, do over Sabi. Love is in the air. Baby, breathe in.
I go by the name Dutch Lechevrog, and I'm at the studios of Radio Fab, and you're listening to My House. Okay, that was Baby, It Is a Crime by Rema. As I earlier said, it is the song that we all been waiting for. And officially it dropped, and it is an amazing song. And the video, the visuals, trust me, it was just Rema doing the Rema thing. Like, one of a kind, and different from what we've been seeing Rema doing. And I'd always surprised how they pull up the creativity, and that is one thing I love about the young staff. And talking about our entertainment news again, we have Chaso Okocha saying that he recounts the experience of where he nearly died, and he said he was shot 6 times. And featuring in the recent episode of Curiosity Made Me Ask, the comedian shared that he was shot 6 times and he miraculously survived it. Okocha revealed that one of the bullets passed through one side of his stomach and came out of the other side. And the host Bayouz asks, it is true that you were shot 6 times. Stripping himself to show off the scars of the wounds, Okocha said, I want the whole world to see my scars. 6 times, one of the bullets got through my stomach and popped out of the other side. If only you knew I was shot, you wouldn't be asking. I'm a survivor. Look at my face. Look at what I have been through. I'm the last nigga alive. That's official. I'm officially kind of sounding like him right now. Well, we have Regina Daniels deactivating an Instagram account over the allegedly welcomes of child with Chike Ike. It was widely circulated on social media that the actress Chike Ike, who recently announced the birth of a baby boy with maternity photos on Instagram, it is said to move into billionaire's Nedu mansion. Reality aimed the overgoing rumors. Regina Daniel has not been active on social media since the birth of the child. On Monday, deactivated her account. And talking about that, what is it called? Chika Ike also came out and said Nedu Nko is not the father of a child. And you know, Daily Post reported that rumors emerged on social media that EK was recently announced the birth of a baby, and maternity photos on Instagram was set to become the senator's seventh wife. Addressing the rumor, the actress clarifies that Nedu Nko isn't the father of a child. She stated that she isn't ready to become any man's seventh wife. Ned isn't the father of my child, and whosoever name you might come up with later with your guessing names, the like I haven't said before. Like I've said before, I'm not about to be anyone's seventh polygamous wife. It is not me. She also said on Instagram earlier on Tuesday, which was yesterday. So what's it called? Regina Daniels, you're officially free to open your Instagram right now, or you'll come back to social media. I know the heat is getting out of hand, and talking about that, I really don't know what is going on, especially in Nigeria. I'm not saying polygamy is not a good thing or neither a bad thing, but I would say, why will every single beautiful actress right there be pumping themselves into a billionaire's ass? And these are the same people who will go out and say men don't respect women anymore and things like that. Guess what? How will they respect such women when actresses like influencers that the young ones are looking forward to or looking up to are all there chasing for money instead of, you know, looking for somebody who will treat them better or treat them like a wife? But at the end of the day, now they'll consider to say men has come. But broke one will not be scum, go toast to now, it could be problem. The one way they get money go way come way one make una scum now, we want scum they self to una. Now they always accept for all in the name of say you the chase something way not define you the go. So without talking too much, I have one of great song again from an artist who broke out from his record label recently. Due to, I don't know, financial crisis or whatever thing, he said he was cheating him and all of those things. He goes by the name Ruga and he's featuring our Queen Mama Tiwa Savage, and the bold title is one, Tuma Tuma. And I'm going to be back after this beautiful song. I go by the name Dachel Chevrolet, and I'm at the studios of Radio Fab, and you're listening to My House.
My toma toma, I never stop giving back to back to back. All of the girls I give them go back to back. No replica, cause I am the main man. One of one, 10 over 10, nobody better. They eat whatever I sell, but I got my Gucci, I guess. But the early I wear, I eat too fresh, I'm aware. Not on my level from where to where. What are you trying to tell me? You've never ever seen a very humble cocky nigga like me. Yes, I go invite all my trolls to come party with me someday. Cause all in the end, I still want nothing spoiled, so me so. Move away from my section. Look away, I go give you too much pressure. Put there, number one on the shake, push it. Track it, push it, mommy. Hola, como va y vos, me I know me, ooh. Why you know me, baby, may I know you. Hola, como va y vos, me I know me, ooh. Why you know me, baby, may I know you. One of one, 10 over 10, nobody better. They eat whatever I said, but I got my Gucci, I get. Party at Oli, I wear, I eat too fresh, I'm aware. Not on my level from where. BG bad, me give them back to back. Be my shame, calling me one koja. She make her clear you. How you day before Lagos? Me money no finish for pocket, it cause it finish. Rain they fall, no me, system is over. So no go the phone back, nothing they bother. I'm a judge, Jehovah. One person no fit to convoy my guy 24/7.
be better. They eat whatever I said. Ferragamo, Gucci, I get. Party at Oli, I wear. I eat too fresh, I'm aware. Not on my level from where. To where, to where.
Mila,
Mila.
Okay, that was Toma Toma by Ruge featuring the Queen of Afrobeat, Tiwa Savage. And this is my house, as I always keep saying. You're welcome if you're joining us at this very moment. But if you're not, you've been here with us, you just want to say thank you. And if you're joining us, this is my house, hosted by Dajla Sherbrooke and the studios of Ready Fab. We come here every Wednesday by 6:30 to give you the best of African entertainment and music all together in just one platform. And our next news is my tummy no longer perfect. My tummy is no longer perfect. Omotola Jalade reveals after Glabby Blendly surgery. And talking about entertainment news again, said, I begged my girlfriend to stay after she cheated on me, singer Lex. And talking about Lex, is this artist, or should I say he's the first artist that was signed to Starboy Records? And if you're wondering, yes, Wizkid record label. He was officially the first artist. And I don't know who his girlfriend is talking about. I don't know, it never became a news, or neither it's ever made the headlines, but I'm surprised I'm just hearing it for the very first time. And also, he said, marketers forced me out of Nollywood. Actress Biodu Okewu also said. And we have Buki Wright saying, my charge saved me from depression. Speaking in an interview with Tuju Baby Face, the actress praised her children from stepping in when it mattered the most, describing them as the pillars of her life. She said, let me say that there was a time I was depressed, and I was taking antidepressants, and but my children had to warn me of them, and they had always been my number one critics. I don't know how, if I could call them my pillars of life. They know that I would live my life for them. So they tell me, hey, Iya, you've been living your life for us, but it's now time for you to live your life, enjoy yourself, and have fun. Trust me, this is kind of an amazing thing every mother we always want to hear from the children. And talking about another entertainment news, we have Zisk Saloma. I don't know if I'm pronouncing it right. It's the comedian that went to do surgery recently, and the news was just crazy all over Instagram, especially when he went to this guy show. What's his name? Curiosity made me as Bayou Babi. And well, you know what, let's just take this song and we're gonna be back and talk about this, because this is gonna take a very long time. And talking about our next song, it is from Tiger Star, and he titled this one Jungle. And this song was one of my favorite songs during the NSAS protest in 2020, because for a lot of reasons the song really matched the situation. The song really was talking about what youth were really facing, and it just described the whole situation without even getting to just say much. And ladies and gentlemen, it's an amazing song, not just because he's from an upcoming artist, but because it's also a great and amazing song. So here is Tyre Star, Jungle. We're gonna be back after the song.
See, them no teach us how to make money from school, so we got to learn. I'm from the hood, blood in the eyes of a ghetto youth. Know me, who know book, not by who know you. It's all about the money, this is true. Not the only way to make my dreams come true. Was born in the hood, we told them school, only to food. See, our government is bad, oh. They no one give a ghetto man job, oh. So we define a way to survive. Oh, and now SAS done the jet in our lives, so. See our government is bad, oh. They no one give a ghetto man job, oh. So we define a way to survive. Oh, and now SAS done the jet in our lives, so. It's a jungle, jungle. That don't be too humble. Say it's a jungle. You better think fast, or you die fast. Nah, it's a jungle,
jungle.
Men are royal, the rumble. Say it's a jungle. You better think
support party. If anybody go fuck up,
yeah.
Innocent people your eyes they see. You know see the one way fuck up,
yeah.
Nobody wanna give, everybody wanna take. Papa they cry and mama they cry. Now poor man picking with the suffer. Pants and no go lie, yeah. See our government is bad, oh. They no one give a ghetto man job, oh. So we define our way to survive, oh. And now sans done they make mama cry, yeah. See our government is bad, oh. They no one give a ghetto man job, oh. So we define our way to survive, oh. And now sans done they threaten in our lives.
It's a jungle. For jungle, and we get plenty yoga for jungle. It's a jungle, yeah, yeah.
Go by the name Dachel Shebrook, and I'm at the studios of Radio Fab, and you're listening to My House. Okay, that was Tiger Jerry, or Jerry Tiger, and he titled that one Jungle. And I'm talking about entertainment news. I stopped at Zig Salomas revisiting the reasons why he went for the nose surgery. As I said, the interview with, Bayou Barbie on Curiosity made me ask was just a very funny one to watch. Zig Saloma underwent the surgery in January 2025 to reshape his nose. After the procedure in Turkey, he had been sharing videos of his post-operation journey, and reacting to criticism from social media users from undergoing going under the knife, and content creators revealed in a YouTube video on Friday with underwent procedure to fulfill his childhood desire to reshape his nose. It's that insecurities and condemnation he faced from childhood because of his flat nose as reasons for his decision. According to him, some people undergo replastic surgery because of breathing problems, while others do it because they don't like the shape of their nose. Like me, in my case, it is aesthetics. Right from childhood, I've always wanted to reconstruct my flat nose. I was considerably redundant, and people said my nose was too ugly and too big. So if you don't have the money or the courage to correct your insecurities, that doesn't mean you should judge others. Other person. And talking about that, Bayou Barbie also didn't take withdraw back to take a shot at him by saying if it was his nose that made his parents separate. I got a bit of one. Just go search it on YouTube. We have it's called Curiosity Made Me Ask Bayou Barbie, and you're gonna see the name featuring Zig Saloma, and it's an amazing episode. You're gonna love it. I don't know, but I love this, so that was why I'm speaking from experience. So that is that for that. And my next song is coming from one and only Destiny. That's how he spells his name as Destiny, but pronounced as Destiny, but it's not spelled as Destiny, so I don't know how I'm going to pronounce it, but it's Destiny, by the way. And this song is the song that I've been seeing all over, social media, from TikTok to Instagram to Facebook. And the most funny part was I felt like it was sung by a big celebrity because everybody was just using it for memes and all of this. But until I went on and I saw his video one time, no, it was posted by Hip TV, because I follow Hip TV on Instagram. So I went there, searched on they tagged him. I went to his Instagram and knew it was just an upcoming artist, but he did an amazing song. And it goes by the name Dexin, as I said, and this one is titled Uncle Perry. And without talking too much, if you've heard this song, it is from Destiny. Go stream it, show him some love. He's already doing numbers already on different platforms. So I just want to say this is a song, and it's titled Uncle Perry. So after that, we're gonna be back and to close up the show. Thank you. I go by the name Dachel Shebrook, and now I'm at the studios of Radio Fab, and you're listening to My House. go by the name Dachula Sherrod, and you're listening to My House.
Good.
Okay, that was Uncle Perry by Destiny. As I said earlier, it is the song that is taking all over internet right now, and I kind of like the song because it's like a combination of having how people described it, Afro Depression, and I don't know what Victony is doing, like having Omale and Victony in one song and in one body doing a song. And that was the sound, the melody, everything about that song just identifies that this officially might be the new Afrobeat style that might be now, but that might be trending any time from now. I just hope it does, because I just love the melody, I love the sound, I love the beat. Though Omale, how will I say, gave birth to it, Victony beautified it. Now I think Destiny is going to bring, how will I say, a good recommendation to it, to the new phase, and I will really kind of love that. I would love to see that. So without talking too much, officially we are at the end of today's episode, I guess, and I hope you love every single minute of it all. But if not, we hope to give you better songs, better gist, or better news. I don't know, whatever was missing, you can always tell us on our Facebook page at My House, and also you can drop your comments on on our Instagram, and also on Facebook, Twitter, and all of our social media, and do at Radio Fab. Just talk about the show and let me know what you think about it. Anything in general could really help, because you're the reason that I come here every Wednesday to do what I love to do most. So I'm signing out right now officially. My name is Dashley Sherbrooke once again, and today's show is not officially closing, because we're going to be having Dritto Per Mezz'Ora in the next few minutes is gonna be coming. So I hope you also enjoy the show, and I always keep saying we have a lot of shows also, and from Monday to Sundays we get you occupied. Just all you have to just do, just visit our website, and you can see all of our shows there, and also podcast if you miss any show, as earlier said on. And most of our shows are in Italy. This is the only one unfortunately that is in English, and I guess if you want more, just let us know, and as I always keep saying, we always have to make adjustments to it, and what we do and what we do about to do more. So without talking too much right now, I guess I'll be signing out, and hope to see you there next week by 6:30, so we can have an amazing time again once again. But without talking too much right now, I'm gonna be signing out, and I just want to say love you and stay blessed. Hope to see you next week. So I remember your humble boy Dashley Sherbrooke. So without talking too much right now, I have one last song for you by the one and only Egberi Papa, and he goes by the name Timaya. You don't think I really hear from this garage, by the way, but it's just an amazing guy who just does, what's he called, an entire kind of songs when he's trending. Timaya, if you just come up one day and I just started to do one kind of brand, and I trust me, it will still blow. Now, me, they tell you, you know, beside the ask, I had to tell you, that's how talented and blessed he is as an artist. So, right now, we title this one Mae, and without talking too much, hope to see you next week, and I'm signing out. Bye.